Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Polokwane 20.
Big accident, mid-round N1 North, ramp closure. There's still no access to Allendale Road at the Kempton Split due to the earlier truck crash.
We start with news just in. The Western Cape High Court has dismissed the application for leave to appeal brought by all three accused in the case of missing Jocelyn Smith. Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, her boyfriend, Jacques Apollis, and Stefano van Rijn were convicted of kidnapping and human trafficking after the six-year-old disappeared from her Saldanha Bay home in February last year. The trio approached the courts in a bid to have their conviction and life sentences overturned. Parliament's Ethics Committee will not investigate Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gaetan McKenzie over alleged racist tweets, saying they predate his time as Member of Parliament. The African Transformation Movement lodged the complaints, but Parliament ruled it fell outside of the code of conduct. The South African Human Rights Commission is still considering a separate complaint filed by Action SA. McKenzie has denied being racist, calling the allegations a political campaign. The city of Ekurhuleni is continuing with evictions in Germiston on city-owned residential properties that are being occupied illegally. Hundreds of residents from Porro Park Flats were forcibly removed yesterday. In the process, the Germiston Home Affairs Office was torched. The blaze allegedly was started by protesters using petrol bombs and has severely damaged the two-story building. Cliff Shiko has more.
Some of the residents who have been evicted have told Jacaranda FM News that they had to sleep outside to safeguard their belongings. Carol Sajoyo says she has been staying here for nearly 30 years, paying rates and rent, and was surprised when she was ordered to vacate her home. The city says the residents will for now be temporarily accommodated at the city hall. Meanwhile, Deputy Home Affairs Minister Njabulo Nzunza visited the Tosh Germiston Home Affairs Office today. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Germiston.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's a need to upscale investments and improve accountability in the water sector. Speaking on the first day of the three-day African Union Water Summit, Ramaphosa called on investors to invest in water.
We are bringing Africa and international partners together and calling on investors to heed the call to invest in water. Quite often when investment takes place, water is always relegated to the back. We are now bringing water, an essential process that sustains our lives, to the fore.
And finally, the Mountain Zebra National Park in the Eastern Cape has welcomed two male lions from Addo Elephant National Park. The lions, named Niklas and Witwarm, were relocated to help maintain genetic diversity and a healthy predator-prey balance. They were introduced to the park after the park's longtime male resident, Nomad, was euthanized due to age and safety concerns. Sandpark spokesperson JP Lowe says the move will support the long-term health of the lion population. I'm Chanel September. Morning's at 4.
Oh, but that, you're not going to be delivering us the news at 4 because you've got other things to do.
You know.
Hey, have a lovely night. Thanks, Chanel. Found a personalita that's waiting for you at the website, jacarandfm.com. Just click on that news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead end.